7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
The toll-free number you have dialed is currently being checked for trouble. Please try your call later. Thank you for using AT&T.
It's 9:27 p.m.
The time you have just heard is incorrect and is being checked for trouble. Thank you for using Hello Kitty TNT. No, it's not 9:27. This is not the phone company. It's time. What time is it? 19:30 UTC. And what happens at 19:30 UTC? Oh, that's right. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah! Rock and roll. Well, yeah, that's a thing that we do at 19:30, the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this wacky committee. And I'm pouring some tea. I just made this tea. I probably shouldn't be drinking this because this is going to be hot. This is going to be very, very hot tea. Oh, yeah. But I want to drink it because what kind of tea did I make today? Gingin May, the good Gingin May. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's hot. It's good. It's really, really good. But it is hot. So we're going to have to kill some time. We're just going to have to sit here and look at this tea and watch it cool down for a few minutes, which I don't know. I guess that gives me an opportunity to tell you what I did last night, which was watch a movie. And it was great. But speaking of movies... I'm kind of mad that I got to do Dubious Goals Committee right now, because what's on my TV right now? Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, it's Terror of Mechagodzilla. Yes. And then I got Monster Zero after that. So, it's so great. It's Godzilla Day for your little Tobster, because apparently it's Godzilla season. One of the channels on my cable provider's network has been running like two Godzilla movies on Mondays and I think on Wednesdays, or what was that? I don't remember. Okay, tea is still hot, but it's drinkable now. Oh, and it's good. It's good today. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's hot. Okay, that's good. But it's working on my sinuses. Yeah, you just missed a little sneezing freak out about, oh, I guess it was about 4 or 5 minutes ago now, right before the show started. I thought, oh, this is going to be an interesting start to Dubious Goals Hachu Committee. But yeah, no, it died down. It's a sunny day today. I woke up sore, but only because I slept fairly well. I did wake up a few times, and at one point in time I had a strange dream. Oh, it had something to do with food. I woke up around 7:30, and I rolled over and I was looking at the clock. I went back to sleep, and what was that dream about? I was in a store, or... was I grocery shopping? I don't know. It was weird because when I woke up, I just thought, oh, geez, that was a little bit too weird. Or was it? Can it actually get too weird? I don't know. But I'm pouring more tea. I'm only going to pour half a cup so that can cool off and I won't get my mouth burnt. So anyway. Whew, I did sleep well, and I'm kind of thinking, do I want to go back to sleep? No, not during Godzilla films. No, not during Dubious Goals Committee. We don't sleep during the show. Although that has happened, but regardless. Oh, I'm sitting here looking at some weird stuff. What am I looking at? Oh, I'm looking at a circuit board. I'm looking at a little square circuit board that's got a bunch of wires hanging off of it and stuff. And oh my goodness, what a strange day I had yesterday. After you heard from me last, at about, what was it, 2000 UTC? I decided to get to work. I wasn't very hungry. So I thought, oh, I can probably put off eating lunch for about an hour. So I started building some stuff. And so what did I do? Yes, that's right. Some of my loyal listeners who listened to yesterday's show may remember that I was thinking about taking that oscillator that I built a couple weeks ago that I was going to use as a clock. And I thought, maybe we should make this into a voltage-controlled oscillator, because this oscillator has a little bit wider of a range than my other oscillator that we made into a VCO. And so I thought, okay, this oscillator might be better for doing VCO tricks. Okay, so I thought, yeah, okay, so blah, blah, blah. First thing we need to do is to make another photo-isolator. Or Vactrol, as they are often called by people across the pond. And so I did. I grabbed a super bright white LED and a photoresistor, and I shrink wrapped them together face to face, and I just stuck them in a shrink tubing, and then I shrunk it down, and it grips them real good and seals them real good and looks pretty tasty. And then I put some more shrink tubing on each leg of the, or on one leg of both the photoresistor and the LED. And I put a 1K ohm resistor on the other leg of the LED. And then I soldered it into the circuit. And then I soldered a jack onto the LED side of it. Yeah, suddenly we have voltage control. So what did I do? I took it upstairs. I plugged it in to the CV output of my sequencer. And I pushed start. And it went... Okay, so it kind of worked. But it really wasn't all that much better than the previous attempt. The other... voltage controlled oscillator. Okay, so what does it mean? I was unimpressed. It didn't work very well, and I thought, no, it should be working better. I should have much more range. I didn't have more range, and when I mean range, I don't mean frequency range necessarily as divisions of volt range. And so I thought, that's what I was thinking, except that wasn't all that I was thinking, because when I was making the photo isolator, you know, I opened up my little box full of LEDs, and I was getting the high-powered white, but my eye was caught by my high-output ultraviolet LEDs. And I thought, yeah, tube, that would be funny, put an ultraviolet LED in it. And then suddenly, there was a previously unheard voice in the back of my head that leapt to the forefront and shouted at the top of its lungs, "No, Tobe, you're going the wrong way! You're going the wrong way!" Except I didn't know what I was talking about. And so I just sort of let that cook in my head. I'm going the wrong way. Should I use infrared? Should I use infrared? And I look over to the other corner of the box, and, you know, there's half a dozen high-output infrared LEDs. And I thought, huh, you know, that's something I should do. I should make photo isolators out of various different LEDs and then see what works best. Well, of course, that is something I should do. But that seems like a lot of work for not a lot of payoff. Just for some information. And so I continued to make the photo isolator that I made and put on here and then was completely and utterly unimpressed by. So what did I do? Oh, well, I ate lunch. And while I was eating lunch, I was thinking, Tobe, you know what? Maybe you should try that. It doesn't take very long to make one of these things. Probably not even 5 minutes. Doesn't take a lot of valuable resources. I've got photo resistors. I've got these LEDs. I've got plenty of other resistors. What I don't have is lots of jacks. And I've got plenty of shrink tubing. So what does our little Tobster do? He takes the photo isolator off the oscillator. He takes the photo isolator off the oscillator. And then he built a new one. That's right. I actually took a new photo resistor and an infrared LED. And I put this together. And so I put it together. I soldered the jack on. I soldered it to the oscillator. I took it upstairs, hooked a battery up to it, plugged it into my sequencer, and I hit play. Only to discover that I must be some kind of accidental electronic genius or a clown. Because not only did it work, it worked better than any of the other photo isolators I have ever made. Yes, what I am saying is true. And I have a feeling that I know why this is. But yeah, I've got range now. My sequencer can only play in 3 octaves, but this oscillator will now cover those 3 octaves, except in the top octave, it's just most of the notes are all just one note. You know, it's topped out. It's full voltage. It's blah, blah, blah. Not going to go into any technical details. So now I'm thinking, I wonder if I should take the other voltage controlled oscillator apart and put an infrared photo isolator in it. Yeah, maybe I should. So let's start patching it in. We got to start moving stuff and making some room here, and things are going to get a little bit weird. And the signal out of this is kind of hot, so I got to introduce this other mixer so I can pull it down. And now we just need to put the battery into the sequencer. All right. And I should get some clicks. Give me some clicky. Oh, we got clicky. Oh, this is rocking good news. And now what? Okay, I think I can press the buttons now, right? Yes. Let's start playing up the scale. I've got it, the sequencer, which has a little push button keyboard on it. I got it to the lowest octave. So let's start going up. Oh, that is different. Oh, it's getting faster. Okay, this is the middle octave now. Okay, switching to the top octave. Oh yeah, okay. And now every button I push after this is all the same note. But at least it goes this high and doesn't blow out. Let's bring it back down. Yeah, that's about the last. That's a C. That's 3-volt C, I'm guessing, right there. Let's head down. That's 2-volt C right there. Now down to the last octave. And that's 1-volt C right there. What is that, like 32 hertz. All right. Fun. Fun in the sun. And I have a little sequence programmed in here. Let's listen. That's fun, lasers. But you know what? That never gets down to 0 volts, and that's why we still get all that clicky click. That, or I don't have this photo isolator totally shielded. I've got my hand wrapped around it now, and when I take my hand off, yeah, it speeds up a little bit. So we need some more light trapping. We need some more light trapping skills. All right. And I just can't send a zero voltage from this sequencer to stop it. That's okay. So what are we going to do now? Let's fade down the fader so I don't have to listen to the clicky click. Or maybe I do want to listen to the clicky click. Do I want clicky click or no clicky click? Because what we need to do right now is to program a new sequence into the sequencer. So, I need them in blink mode. I need to be in solid mode. And we're going to start up here a little bit higher. We're going to go with this note. Okay, I programmed in 16 steps there, and what does that sound like? Go! Well, due to all that slur, all that portamento, we're not getting real defined notes there, are we? I mean, you can kind of hear it, but yeah, we need something a little bit better than that, I think. And so I need to be in this mode. No, stop honking at me. Okay, here we go. Okay, well, that's a hell of a lot better. Once we get some space in between those notes, you know, the notes are a little bit more defined, and they are clearly notes, and that's pretty musical. This oscillator is just randomly sort of good for this. I didn't design it that way. It just came out that way, because accidents are good sometimes. So, yeah, so now we have this. So what do you do with it? Well, there's a number of things that I guess you can do with it. And of course, I am just trying to figure out, well, get some drums going, make some beats. Well, yeah, there's an issue with that, and I still haven't figured out a good workaround. I'm actually going to have to build or purchase some hardware to make that happen. Well, at least with the pocket operator. I suppose... Now, wait a minute. Is there a way that we can... use the bleep drum? We don't have the... There's no cable. Well, wait a minute, but what could we... We could use a breadboard. Wait, where's the breadboard? Right here. Okay. Here's an idea. Woo-hoo-hoo! Okay. We gotta jump these cables to this, and then get a cable going into the clock in. So I got clock... And we need, yeah, we got audio to the bleep drum. We got a bass drum. Okay. Yeah, okay, that is not synced up. It makes a weird ass noise though. Okay, what if... No? Okay, that's weird. This means that we do have sync, because I just killed the bleep drum there, and the sequencer hung, so that's good. Now, can we reset it to where it needs to start? Okay, and then what do I need to do? Do I need to press play? Okay, I have pressed play on the sequencer and nothing is happening. So now if I press play on the bleep drum, oh, yeah, and I forgot to turn the audio up, but yes, they just kicked off together. Maybe we need to redo that for dramatic effect, because I sort of failed. So, press play on the sequencer, and nothing happens. I'll fade up the faders, and we can hear, of course, the clicking of the oscillator, because my oscillators are homemade, and therefore very terrible. And now we press play on the bleep drum. 3, 2, 1. Yeah, that's synced up. It just doesn't sound like it. Because that's not a very interesting drum pattern. What if we do this? Let's speed it up. I didn't have it in record mode. Put the drum in record. One and two and three and four and. That's terrible, Tobe. Why can you not do this? Why are you so dysfunctional? Thank you.
I like it. I like my little clicky, weird oscillator. Because things that are weird are good. I like weird. But I don't like slow. And it occurs to me, the scales are not right. The sync scale is not correct. It is off by, well, I don't know how to say this, one half? It's off by, what I'm trying to say is that, I'm going to have to look this up, I'm going to have to figure it out. I think the click scale on the sequencer is 2 clicks per quarter, or 8 beats a bar, 8 clicks a bar, and the bleep drum is the same, bleep is 8 a bar. I don't know, but we got to try one more thing. You know, this high pitch is sort of weird. Maybe, do we need something lower? Why is it not going? Oh, because I forgot to reset it. The duh, tub. Stop. And kill the audio. Let's get the chopper. Get to the chopper! Which means we gotta plug this into here. We need to plug this into the output of the chopper. That goes into the mixer. Yeah, we're good. Okay, turn the chopper on. Fade the faders up. Oh yeah. Notice that clicky sounds different. Here we go, hit it. Oh, I forgot to sync up the damn sequencer. Start over. Okay, now hit it. And now the drums don't work? What the hell? Yeah, we can do all kinds of weird stuff. With the chopper. Let's throw in the super collider. Yeah. Now it's just chaos. But we can do fun things with the chopper, get some weird tones out of it, and drop it down an octave or so. Oh, that's nice. Well, as nice as that is, all super great things must come to an end, and I'm looking at the clock and it's telling me, Tobe, you've got seconds to wrap this up. So let me just say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I gotta play with all my toys, drink some more tea, and watch some more Godzilla movies. So let's listen to this while I go away.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.